Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's Kenny Loggins. We're jamming. Want to hear a song? Send it. Live support text line 410-583-1057. Get to your phone calls later on in this half hour. But let's go back to yesterday's press conferences. Todd Monken met with the media. By the way, Lamar Jackson back at practice today, just tuning in. So there's good news, obviously, for that Ravens offense. But Deontay Johnson, Ravens traded for him earlier in the week. Todd Monken adding Deontay Johnson means what?
First of all, just seeing him the first couple of days, I like what I see. I think he adds tremendous depth to us at receiver. I think he gives us another guy that can separate. Again, you're just always trying to add talent, and I think we've added a talented player.
You can never have enough good players. And when you already have one of the best offenses in the National Football League, and in particular, an offense capable of putting points on the board, striking from anywhere on the field, he just adds a new element to it. Going back to, however, Nolan, something we talked about a couple of days ago, he's a guy that in Pittsburgh, at least, I didn't watch a ton of Carolina Panthers games, had the dropsies. From time to time. And maybe the attitude problem was something that could be concerning. But he's coming in, fresh start. He's had a good year for a bad team. I'm looking forward to what his role will be with Monken in that Ravens offense.
Right. I'd imagine at least very limited, especially for this week. You're coming in, learning a new playbook on the fly. Even if he was in extreme need, say he was going to be a starting wide receiver for the Ravens, and that's why they traded for him, then even then I think he'd be a little bit limited. So I'm not really banking on seeing him out there on offense at all. The interesting factor will be special teams, but then again, that's another case of probably need a little more practice time before you feel comfortable putting him out there to return punts.
Yeah, Tylan Wallace still going to be the punt returner for the Ravens for the foreseeable future. But Zay Flowers, he's having a big year too. In a Ravens uniform, and 41 catches, 527, and hadn't hit the end zone. He's only got one touchdown, only air quotes. But the best is yet to come. And Todd Monken was asked difference between Zay this year as opposed to his rookie season.
First year for a rookie, everything's different. Where you live's different. Food's different. Coaching's different. System's different. The stage you're on is different. For a lot of players, some not as much, but for others it is, having to deal with everything that comes with being a professional player, social media. How do you handle that part of it? How do you handle the length of a season? I mean, holy cow, how long our season is. I think it's just the comfort of already going through it like all of us. When you go through something, I think it's easier second time around.
With Zay Flowers, the only thing surprising to me, Nolan, because, you know, we project 80 catches, over 1,000 yards receiving, double-digit touchdowns. Only one touchdown so far. So I would expect, and keep in mind, Lamar's, what, second in the NFL in touchdown passes? I would expect that the TD output starts to increase here in the second half of the season.
Right, but we've also praised Lamar, at least in recent weeks, for spreading the ball around quite a bit and almost viewed that as one of the strong suits of the Ravens offense right now. So you know, he's going to everybody throughout the entire drive. But then once you get in the red zone, I mean, hey, Mark Andrews, still doing Mark Andrews things. He's still a favorable target in the red zone. Isaiah Likely, you know, he can go up and get it. And not to disparage Zay Flowers, but when we're talking about body frame and everything, he might not be as favorable of a red zone target as, say, your big bulky tight ends. But talented enough to strike from anywhere, and I think the touchdowns will certainly come.
And with Zay Flowers, drafted out of BC, first-round pick, for all intents and purposes, replacing Hollywood Brown, now hurt in Kansas City, I think he's lived up to that status. And then some onside kick issues aside.
Yes.
His second year, to me, has been rather successful with plenty more to come here.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I think he's taken his game. He's taken that next step that you would have wanted to see from rookie year to second year. And the chemistry with Lamar, again, going back to the full cast, a lot of guys are building more chemistry with Lamar, but we saw it from day one with Zay last year, and you knew that wasn't going to change.
Now, last week against Cleveland, one of the things that we were complaining about, whining about, if you will, was the play call, fourth down, fourth and what, yard and a half, first drive of the game against the Browns, direct snap to Derrick Henry. Todd Monken meeting with the media yesterday, and, you know, is that play kind of worth calling, especially if Lamar's not around, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, when it doesn't work, for sure. You know, like any play, when it doesn't work, it's disappointing. It just happens when it's fourth down. Even before that play, I mean, we get back-to-back penalties. I mean, that's what did it. We would have been on the 2.5-yard line. So the penalties backed us up. Then we get to that, and then
I
make that call. And, you know, it stops all the momentum, scoring on the first drive. That's happened two of the last 3 weeks. We've moved it down there, and we've turned it over either on downs or a turnover like we did against Commanders, and it's unacceptable.
Yes, it is unacceptable. But he made a good point. I forgot about the backwards trek on the field. I thought, I said it 1,000 times this week. Said it last week. Nolan, I thought they were going to go in, score on the first drive. Cleveland was going to go quietly with their first possession. Ravens were going to score again. And then it was going to get hammer time from there. And they failed. Cleveland scores and then it became a fight for the rest of the day.
And who knows how the complexion of the game would have changed had they gotten that first down and then go on to get a touchdown there. Does that completely change the entire course of the afternoon? Perhaps. Certainly helps having a lead instead of playing from behind for most of the day. But my kind of gripe is that the Ravens pride themselves on being an aggressive team. And that's good. Lamar Jackson's a big part of that. It goes back to 2019, the infamous play in Seattle that some people would say changed the course of that season. Yep. Going for it on fourth down, you get the touchdown, and they win the game. That's been a part of their moniker, but you can't take Lamar out of the equation. And if you want to boast about how successful you are when going for it on fourth and short, well, a lot of that has to do with Lamar having the ball in his hands or just having simply a smart play call. I mean, your percentage is going to go down if you're going to try to do razzle-dazzle stuff and get too cute with the Wildcat or having Charlie Kohler lined up under center. Or even Mark Andrews. They had him do it when Greg Roman was still here. They'd have Andrews go for the sneak. It's just stupid. Run a normal play. You're only trying to get a yard here. You got a Hall of Fame running back. You got the MVP as your quarterback. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, it's not the backyard, man. It's not Nerf football. Do what you got to do. News from the desk here on this Featured Artist Friday. And finally, here's Todd Monken talking about the Ravens' opponent this Sunday, the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, they're playing at a really high level. Their guys are really active. I mean, they play hard. I mean, that's one thing you see on film. You know, they've done a great job of building the core personalities of the players they've got playing on the field. I think that's impressive, how hard they play and schematically how they challenge you with their pressure package. So we're up for it. We've got to be on point with all of our IDs and where we go with the ball.
30 sacks generated by the Broncos this year, second in the NFL. And they have a lot of guys doing it. Everyone seems to kind of chip into this category. And again, it's not like Lamar's been sacked 35 times. But we've seen him run. Cleveland had him running a little bit last week as they created problems pressure-wise for that Ravens O-line. Lamar's been sacked 12 times, by the way, through 8 games. And, you know, with a couple of offensive linemen maybe hitting the wall a little bit, you know, could this be something to keep an eye on, especially if Lamar's not 100% dealing with a knee problem.
Exactly. This week. You know, Lamar's done great work. I couldn't even tell you or begin to count how many sacks he's taken off the stat sheet just with his elusiveness. You know, if the Ravens had more of a statue or a traditional pocket passing quarterback back there, I mean, he could have been brought down who knows how many times. But as you said, it's the full cast with that Denver pass rush, and that's what concerns me. It's not just the starters. The guys they're rotating in, there's no let up. You know, they're giving guys a breather. Guys coming off the bench, they're still just as effective. Could be a long afternoon.
It's 88-80-105-7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Ravens 9-point favorite, or 8.5 rather, against the Broncos. Lamar Jackson is back at practice today, so that's good news. If you have concerns, you think the Ravens are going to win handily, get in. Your predictions are welcome at 410-583-1057. When we come back, however, let's count that weekend money, buy or sell, then your calls, then we have our keys. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, joins us at 1 o'clock. The Jets, those damn odds makers, man, they're pretty smart. The Jets not only beat Houston, kind of dominate them in the second half. And don't look now, Nolan, you pointed it out before the show started. New York schedule, pretty easy moving forward.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We're here.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan, here on this featured artist Friday. Kenny Loggins has chosen by you, the people. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Ravens 9-point favorites taking on the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Orioles free agents, 8 of them, including Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander. Maryland Hoops starts on Monday. Got Maryland football off this week. Got the Breeders' Cup going on. Del Mar this weekend. So tons getting into world of sports-wise. Let's count that dough first, however. Buy or sell.
Alrighty here. A little more green today, which is good. S&P 500 is back up, 52.27. Dow Jones is up, 467.92. And DraftKings also green here, up 69 cents. Under Armour letting us down a little bit. They're down 3 cents today. Could be worse. We'll take it.
We've had worse days there, Nolan.
Yes, we have. Yesterday was much worse. As far as our sports topics, we'll start in baseball. Aaron Judge finally broke out of his World Series slump, had that home run in Game 5, but it was all moot when the Dodgers came back to win it all. He will instead finish this postseason with a sub-200 average, 20 strikeouts in 14 games. Not the stats you would expect from your captain or likely two-time MVP winner. Our friend Mike Exisa even cooked up a column yesterday that said Judge's legacy took a hit with the performances, and there's no guarantee he gets a chance to avenge it. Keep in mind the Yankees have had plenty of great teams in recent years, but went 15 seasons without a World Series appearance. Are you buying or selling this will be Judge's only trip to the World Series in his career?
I'm selling that. I mean, he's still, what? Well, he is 30, 31 years old, a little bit older than you might think. But I think the Yankees will make another appearance before his career comes to an end, and he'll get a chance to redeem himself. And not only did he struggle offensively, that drop fly ball opened the floodgates for the Dodgers getting back into the eventual clinching game. So it was a World Series he would like to forget for sure. And he'll get that MVP, and rightfully so, but a rough October for old Aaron Judge there.
Over to the NFL, Anthony Richardson, he's been benched in favor of Joe Flacco, not just for this week, but for, as it stands right now, the entire road ahead. A quick change in his career trajectory, excuse me. Last year's number 4 overall pick. And while many will point to the incident from last week's game where he removed himself, the fact is he wasn't playing very well either. Last year, we know Joe Flacco took the reins for an injured Deshaun Watson, made the most of it. Well, now he's taking the reins, but the guy he's replacing still, he's not hurt, so he's technically still part of the picture, could compete with him. Buy or sell, Bob, we will see Richardson make another start this season.
I'm going to soft sell. It all depends on how Joe plays. If Joe Flacco's playing acceptable, no. Joe gets hurt. Obviously, he steps back in to the fray. But we saw Houston lose last night. The Texans are banged up. Their offensive line is bad. I think the Colts view this as a winnable division. Tennessee stinks. Jacksonville stinks. I mean, Indy sees a playoff spot, and Joe Flacco gives them the best chance, at least for this year, to achieve it. So Flacco's the dude, unless he gets hurt.
Let's bring it back here to the Ravens, currently tied for the fourth most sacks in the league as we hit the halfway point of the season. Kyle Van Noy, Adafe Owe, they're doing all the heavy lifting. 7 sacks for Van Noy, 4.5 for Owe, but most of that did come in the early portion of the schedule. In the last 4 weeks, that duo has combined for just 2 sacks. They're going to face a rookie this week. Could be easily rattled there, but buy or sell, Bob, we see both Owe and Van Noy come home with a sack on Sunday.
Both of them? I'll sell it. I mean, you mentioned the 2 combined, and Van Noy was Defensive Player of the Month for September with 6 sacks, which means he had 1 in October. I'm going to go ahead and sell that sort of statistic. Hopefully I'm wrong, and I have been wrong many, many times over the years, but I don't see them generating a lot of pass rush as of late. Let me just double check here. I mean, Knicks has only been sacked 11 times, so it's not like they couldn't get to Jameis Winston, who's statuesque, and the Browns give up a ton of sacks, so I'm selling.
All right, we'll close with this. The Bengals continue to put themselves in a hole as the season progresses. Last week's matchup against Philly served as an opportunity for them to maybe climb back out of that hole and make this coming Thursday or next Thursday's matchup in Baltimore even more intriguing. Instead, they now sit at 3-5. Some are wondering if they'll be aggressive at the trade deadline to try to spark something. But history says that Cincinnati and the idea of them trading or pulling off any sort of trade, it's kind of a rarity. A few in-season acquisitions in their history, very few and far between, though. The most recent, you got to go all the way back to 2020 when they brought in some O-line help, B.J. Finney, and trading Carlos Dunlap to get him. Buy or sell, Bob, the Bengals will go against their tendencies, swing big at the deadline.
I'm going to sell. It might have something to do with what they do on Sunday against the Raiders as 7-point favorites, because the Ravens loom, next Thursday, M&T Bank Stadium. You said they're in a hole. They lose to the Raiders. They're not well. And you're going to need like a bunch of emergency people to dig them out of said well. I don't think they bust a move. They've already got contract issues going on with the team. I'm not saying they're packing it in. I know that Higgins didn't practice again yesterday, but I don't see them getting that aggressive. They've got a lot of teams to leapfrog right now.
Right, the Steelers are creating enough headaches. It'd be great. Just make it a 2-team race. Get rid of Cincinnati.
Yeah, if the Raiders win at Cincinnati, where, by the way, the Bengals are 0-4, stick a fork in them. It's all over. We'll come back. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Your prediction for the Ravens and Bengals or Browns. Or Broncos, one of the 3. We're not giving you anything. We just want your input into the game. The Broncos are 5-3. Denver's won 5 of their last 6 games. They get to the quarterback. They have 30 sacks. They have a very good defensive backfield. They have a great coach, probable Hall of Fame coach, and Sean Payton. And their quarterback was just named as the Offensive Rookie of the Month in the National Football League. That being said, Ravens got spanked last week, if you will, based on the point spread by the Browns. I think the Ravens are going to be fired up. They're going to be pissed off. But the level of concern for the Broncos, the Ravens, we're talking to you next here on The Fan. You know, hold on to the football. Things kind of take care of themselves after that. But to answer Zach Orr's question, or he answered it, asked to him, no, it's not a confidence where they're not, the ball's coming their way and they're all pooping their pants. Oh, my God, don't throw it to me like the right fielder on your little league team. Don't hit it to me, man. or Les Nessman. There's a reference. Google it. It's pretty funny. They're just not executing said plays. I don't think they're lacking confidence, just lacking performance in those areas.
Well, I'll put on my speculation hat.
And yes.
At least for Hamilton's gaffe at the end of the game, I think that one was mental. Because as you said many times, he had that in his arms or in his grasp in some capacity three or four different times there before it hit the turf.
Yep.
I think he knew and saw that one coming in, said, oh my God, I can't believe I have a freebie coming my way. We've dropped three others already today, and plus the offensive drops. This is the game. And it got in his head.
You think so?
I think. Just for that specific play. Again, that's pure me sitting on the couch, watching on TV, never played the game. Pure speculation. I'm not insulting Marcus for Kyle Hamilton, but I just think for that play in particular, it got in his head.
You think he got domed up, to borrow a phrase from Ryan Ripken? I think he might have been looking for what he was doing after he caught the ball.
Well, that would be mental as well.
Yeah, I think he was already assuming I'm catching this, and how far am I taking it down the sideline after I make said play. But dropping it three times, it was dough, dough, dough! And then the very next play, touchdown. Sure victory, probably turns into an eventual loss. So there we go. All right, let's get out to the phone. Sports Tip 583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's off today. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Lamar Jackson back at practice. That's good news. That's a good thing. Everybody still banged up on that D-line, though. That's something to keep an eye on. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yeah, I think I've waited near an hour to call in a Breeders' Cup pick for you, Bob.
I'm about to make my first selection there at Del Mar, as a matter of fact. So go ahead.
Well, in the fourth race, Todd Fincher's got a horse there named Smash It. They had him 10-1 on the morning line. This horse is really going to run well. I think he's going to win it.
Smash It?
That's it.
I'm writing it down right now. Yeah, first race, post time is, I'm already on Express Bet. Is coming up here 2:35. So we're still a couple.
He's
hours
in the away. Fourth. He's in the fourth.
All right, I got you.
All right, but that's what all I really called for.
Oh, cool, sure.
I lost an hour of my life by giving you that pick.
All right, Cliffy, I appreciate you holding for an hour again. Nobody makes you hold. Nobody makes you hold, people. You can always hang up and call back. Nobody has a gun to your head making you hold. Let's get back to the phones. Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, what's up?
Bob, I gotta help you fix the Friday thing.
Yeah,
I mean, we making local bands like Cracked Sky or Kelly Belt Band or something that we can all listen to that's not horrible. But
hey, we ask for requests all Thursday, and we've had Cracked the Sky a couple of times, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so I just gotta call in Thursday for that.
There you go. It's Thursday. It's called.
Okay.
Yeah, you get all your right. votes in on Thursday for Featured Artist Friday.
All right. Well, I'll work on that. But yes. I got what's going on with them right now? I'm working on a compound. It's a blend of stickum and pine tar. Oh, you won't even see it on the football. Them drop balls are killing us, man. It's horrible.
Yeah, because they banned the old stickum from way back when, which Lester Hayes,
yeah,
a friend of Lednikoff, made famous.
Blend it very lightly with pine tar. It'll match the football. They won't know what's going on. Belichick trick, maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
But I just want to know how to fix that Feature Artist Friday. That's my main.
Yeah, vote on Thursday.
Because me and you are old school. We don't want to listen to Kenny Loggins.
Well, I mean, we're starting to pick up the pace a little bit here.
Good luck with it. I'm all right. Anybody worry about me.
There you go. All right, Tom. Thank you very much. All right, let's get one more call here. Let's go to Parkville. It's Chris. Chris, what's happening?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
How you doing, bud?
Great show as always. Good, good. I'm going to be the optimist here. Haven't liked what I've been seeing, but I've been seeing two different brands of Raven football, and I'm thinking on the second half, I'm thinking they'll get it figured out. You know, we have a new DC, we have some new faces. Hopefully they shore it up with at least one more nice piece, maybe two, and I'm hoping to see the offensive line especially protect Lamar a little better.
Well, that's going to be key Sunday too, because Denver gets at you, and as we said earlier, Chris, they have a lot of different players. It's not like one guy has 15 of their 30 sacks. They kind of spread the wealth a little bit there.
Absolutely. But I'm looking to be wearing my purple and wearing it proud come Monday.
You got that right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Now, if they lose, you still wear the purple proud. You don't burn your uniform or your Ravens memorabilia or your gear. You run hot, though. I mean, if they lose to Denver, we're all going to be complaining on Monday. On a short week, too, getting ready for Cincinnati. That'll be the only saving grace, is then you got to do the quick turnaround with the Bengals coming in on national TV Thursday night. We'll do our picks in about a half hour or so, and we'll let you know how we're both feeling. Nolan, little concerned. I'm somewhat concerned. Vinny, maybe concerned. Lamar's back, so maybe that lessens the angst just a little bit. We'll come back, give you our keys to victory. If you have keys, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057 or send them to the Plaza Ford text line. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. Talk about what happened last night in the Meadowlands. The Jets get a win. Houston, yeah, they're in a strong position because they're in a weak division, but I guess they're flawed. A lot of injuries, but C.J. Stroud's not playing as well as he did last year, and he gets sacked a lot.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny's off today, but we do have his keys to victory as the Ravens look to get back in the win column after losing, surprisingly, to the Cleveland Browns last week. Ravens, big favorites in that game. Looked like they were going to roll to their sixth consecutive win. Then they got stoned on their first drive. Maybe self-inflicted damage there, and we all know what happened after that. Let me just double-check the spread. Lamar's back at practice. All right, ESPN bet still 8.5. Favor of the Ravens, 2-5-3 teams. Broncos have won 5 of their last 6. Ravens, as we said, lost their first win in quite some time. Vinny's first key, and Nolan will agree or disagree. Make them one-dimensional. The Denver Broncos. Stop the run. Hold them under 65 yards rushing. I don't think they have a really great dimension either way, offensively, even though Bo Nix is starting to play better, and he kind of adds that element to the run game because he's pretty mobile, can get outside of the pocket. So, I mean, Cleveland didn't destroy them on the run, but they had a couple of chunk plays, and usually the Ravens are a team that outrushes the opposition by well over 100 yards.
Right, a couple factors here. I mean, health first and foremost. A couple guys on the D-line have returned for today's practice, but obviously, yesterday was a big to-do with Washington and Urban, and you know Pierce is on IR, and it's just Travis Jones missed practice. So, uncertain group there, and they've been great this year stopping the run, at least on the interior. So, if you're going to have some personnel changes, that could complicate things. And then with Bo Nix, rookie quarterback playing on the road, tough environment. If the play's not there initially, he might be looking to take off as soon as he can to try to get whatever yards he can and make each play positive. So I got to keep him contained.
That's another one of Vinny's keys, as a matter of fact. Keep him in the pocket. Easier said than done. Tackle well. Okay.
Always a key.
Yeah. Don't let Courtland Sutton beat you. It's not like they're loaded with wide receiver weapons there.
Right, and I've been thinking matchup-wise, who gets to cover him is... That's still a Stevens thing, or with Wiggins back on the exterior this week, we presume. Does he get that assignment? Be interesting to see.
Who was it last week? Tillman? Cedric Tillman? Didn't he look like Paul Warfield, Hall of Famer? He played for the Browns.
He was going off on everyone. Google Armour it. Davis, name it.
Yeah, pick your poison to reverse that on the Ravens, but don't let Courtland Sutton beat you. Run the ball. Hey-o. You average 200 yards a game, maybe you kind of reach that against the 7th-ranked run defense in the National Football League. And again, hearkening back to our interview yesterday with Ryan McFadden, from the Denver Post. He said the Denver run game's better, run defense rather, is better than people give it credit for. They're ranked in the top 10, so let's not just easily dismiss them. But when the Ravens run deep or offenses on all cylinders, I mean, they're running on anybody, I would think.
Right. I mean, this is easily the toughest rushing attack they've faced. It might not even be close. Their recent wins here, their previous two, they beat the Saints, they beat the Panthers, held both of them to under 100 yards rushing. I don't know if that's the most impressive thing in the world, considering the state. Well, Kamara's pretty nice, so, I don't know, holding New Orleans to under 100 rushing. That's pretty impressive, I guess.
Another one of Vinny's keys is receivers and tight ends win the one-on-one battles. Denver's pass defense, number 4 in the National Football League. And Deontay Johnson is a new weapon for the Ravens to have at their disposal coming up at 1 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium.
I think those are all appropriate.
Okay. 6-plus explosive plays, not allowed. But for the offense, again, I mean, we're talking about a good defense here. Yes, even Sean Payton said toughest test for them, but 6-plus explosive plays, Ravens do that. We're puffy pantsing, I would think.
Yeah, 6, that's off the charts here. I mean, thinking how many did the Browns had a good handful. And, I mean, that's what keeps drives alive. The Ravens had a chance at a good handful last week, but then again, the drops. That one to Bateman, that's an explosive play right there.
And finally, Lamar, 250 passing yards, 70-plus rushing yards. Lamar Jackson back at practice today, just tuning into the program. So putting on that Superman cape, it sounds like Lamar Jackson.
Right, and he's capable of it. We know that. I mean, 70 rushing, I mean, that could be light work, depending on how many carries he's going to get. 250 passing, a little more interesting. Pretty comfortable with him going over 200 at this point, but maybe week-to-week matchup-wise on the 250 could be tough.
Here's a key for you, as I'll throw in an extra. When you have opportunities offensively or defensively to catch the ball, catch the ball. Just keep the drops to a minimum. I mean, that thing was bouncing all over the field in Cleveland last week. Yeah, Aguilar, Bateman dropping passes left and right. It was unacceptable. And then, as we've talked about all week long, it's been kind of the storyline of the week. Inability of the defensive backs to secure. And just one of them changes the outcome of the game. And just take care of your business. Zach Orr said it's not a confidence thing. It's not a mental thing. Just finish plays. Just finish your plays. That's all. Do what you're paid to do. And get out of there with your win. What do you got, Norm?
I got two for you.
Yeah.
Start with be the aggressor. Score first. Get out to doing what you do well. Where does this offense thrive? When they get a lead and they can slowly bleed the clock for the opponent. Sure, they're a better passing team. They're more well-rounded than they were, say, in 2019. But that same strategy can still work. Get out to that lead. You are at home. Get the crowd into it early. You got a rookie quarterback coming on the road, trying to come into your place. Want to see him start fast. The other one, stick with the run. Last week, only 11 carries for Derrick Henry. That is a season low for him. Just can't happen. I don't care if he was getting stonewalled early and over half of his yards came on one individual carry. I don't care. He's a guy that we said it when they signed him. He's a workload guy.
Yeah.
You got to feed him. He's not a Keaton Mitchell where you can give him 5 carries and he'll do the most with it. He's very much a heavy workload guy, at least 15 carries for Henry.
All right, a couple of stats to keep an eye on here. Ravens offensively, number 1 in total offense. Denver, number 25 in total offense. Ravens rush offense, number 1. Denver's is 14th. Pass offense, Ravens number 5. Denver 27 points per game. Ravens 30.3, that's 2nd. Denver scores 21.6, that's 20th. Third down efficiency offensively, Ravens are 3rd best in the NFL. Denver 28th. Keep an eye on that one because the Ravens defense at 3rd down. We'll get to that in a second. 4th down, Ravens are 15th, kind of middle of the pack. Denver's number 5 in 4th down offensive rate. That means doing your thing. And then red zone offense, Ravens number 1. Numero uno. They get in the red zone. They score 75.8% of the time. Denver middle of the pack at 14. Defensively, Ravens are 25th. Total defense, Denver's 3rd. Rush defense, Ravens number 1. Denver 7th. Pass defense, Ravens bringing up the rear. Number 32, Denver is 4th points per game. Ravens 26th, giving up 26.1. Denver's 3rd. They only give up 15 points a game. 3rd down defense, this is bad. So it's their crappy 3rd down offense against the Ravens' crappy 3rd down defense. 29th. Almost 47% of the time, teams convert on 3rd down. Denver's like 16th there. Let's see, 4th down, Ravens are 18th. Denver 2nd. Red zone defense, Ravens 19th. Denver's 3rd. Turnover margin, Ravens plus 2, that's 11th. Denver, right now they're even. They are 15th in that one. And let's see, penalties. The Ravens are kind of a penalized team. They're 30th in penalties. The Broncos are 24th. So maybe expect a lot of laundry on the field Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. Lamar Jackson back at practice today for Baltimore. Ravens 8.5-point favorites over the Broncos. 2 5-3 teams, both teams in second place in their respective divisions. We'll talk about that with Vic Carucci from NFL Network Radio. Stay tuned. We'll do our picks for this week, College and Pro. We were both wrong about last night's game. Vinny was right. Then Matt Weirich. We'll talk Orioles with him from the Baltimore Sun. 8 Orioles declare for free agency. But hey, Daz Cameron's back. Pipe down.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.